This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
The news, December 2019. So what's been going on in the news over the past month? Firstly, it's worth discussing the claim of a fifth force of nature, what's been called the X17 particle. Basically, in the standard model of particle physics, forces arise from what's known as a force carrier. So, for example, photons for electromagnetism and gluons for the strong force. These are particles that carry that force. And now, scientists at the Institute for Nuclear Research at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences have claimed they've discovered the carrier particle for a fifth force. Attila Krasnahorky and his colleagues did this by looking at the decay of particles. Raise a particle into an excited state and let it decay. In this case, they used the decay of helium-4, which releases an electron-positron pair, an electron and its corresponding antiparticle. And we can predict things about the properties of this pair from our knowledge of particle physics. In this case, the angle between them when emitted, and the researchers find a discrepancy between what they measure and what you'd expect from the standard model of particle physics when they looked at over a large number of decays. One explanation which they argue for is that this is due to the actual decay involving the creation and then subsequent decay of a previously undiscovered particle, this force carrier. They refer to it as X17 as it would have a mass of 17 mega electron volts. However, this is the explanation that they argue for. The next step is then going to have to be to have other research institutes perform these experiments and other similar particle decay experiments to check this. If it's true, it could be very useful, as a new way for particles to interact with each other is of obvious interest to science, especially interesting to astronomy, where we see problems like asking what dark matter or dark energy really are. If we understand that we haven't worked out all the ways that particles interact, that could be one part of our solution. However, at the moment, we have two experiments both performed by the same experimental group. So, to give an example, if there's a problem with their apparatus, the way we could check this is by trying to get those results using different equipment. Also, the mathematical description can be refined and tested by other scientists, as well as having many theorists propose alternate theoretical explanations for the result. So it's a long way into the future before we understand whether this is really a new fifth force. Another interesting piece of news is a theoretical paper by a group led by Kiichi Wada titled Planet Formation Around Supermassive Black Holes in the Active Galactic Nuclei. Basically, as the title suggests, the paper is about the idea of finding planets around supermassive black holes, which is not as surprising an idea as it may sound. Our ideas of planet formation have a key point of this protoplanetary disk of gas and dust, from which matter clumps together and clumps and clumps and clumps and eventually forms planets. The authors of this paper extend the idea to supermassive black holes, which are observed to be surrounded by a torus of dust, with cold dense gas forming a thin disk shape being part of that. The paper works from this to mathematically predict which types of AGN they would form from, get an idea of what happens to their planet-forming model where you vary properties, for example, the mass of the black hole, and just generally get an idea of how this would work. We don't really have any experiments yet which could search for these, but it's something to look forward to in the future as another completely different area where we might find other planets. And finally, something from early November was a paper suggesting a closed universe. Briefly, researchers led by University of Manchester's own Eleonora Di Valentino have been analysing data from the Planck mission. They've been measuring anisotropies in the cosmic microwave background, so basically variations in that background, and they've found evidence that the data from Planck supports a closed universe. In brief, some of this shape of the CMB is down to a lensing effect which changes with the universe's curvature. And the size of this effect in Planck data can be explained by the idea of a universe with a far higher curvature than previously thought. We've had are the data predicting the universe with a curvature very close to zero. And they're now showing that Planck data shows this preference for positive curvature. However, they work from this to explain that it leads to another problem. It gives Planck data producing estimates of cosmological parameters which are in contradiction with that of previous experiments. So overall, a lot of interesting problems for astronomy. If the universe has not got this positive curvature, if it's flat or very close to flat, why does the Planck data suggest this? And if the universe is curved, why is it producing different cosmological parameters to other data? Why is there this tension between the parameters predicted by Planck and other datasets? It's a very interesting and now open question. And that's all in the news for the last month. Back to the studio.